Today, a new survey conducted by the Community Council for Australia found out charities are a vote changer, particularly in those marginal seats across the nation. More than 3,000 voters across 20 marginal seats consider charities as very important for the communities, and the federal government needs to support them. Another statistic from the report shows charities would like the government to have a fundraising reform for the benefit of the not-for-profits. I ask CEO of the Community Council for Australia, David Crosby, the reasons behind producing this survey.
Well, we wanted to find out what people who were voting in the upcoming election thought about the role of charities and whether politicians should be offering more support to the charities in their electorates. So we surveyed over 3,400 voters across the 20 most marginal electorates. And what we found was that 91% of the people we surveyed were actually involved in charities, either as people who donate to charities or as people who work with charities or are part of charities. So they're a very big part of Australian life. And most people wanted their local politicians to be more engaged and more supportive of charities.
According to the survey, 91% of voters are involved in charities. I mean, that's a huge percentage. Could you please expand a bit on this statistic?
Well, charities are a part of Australian life in almost every community, from our sport and recreation to our health and our housing and our welfare and our arts. And, you know, there's over 1.3 million workers employed in the charity sector in Australia. That's 11% of all Australian workers, so more than 1 in 10. So it's a massive sector in Australia. It's bigger than retailing in terms of the number of people it employs. It's about five times as big as mining in terms of the number of people it employs.
It also looks that voters find the work of charities very, very important. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, I think charities stand by communities in good times and bad. And when you think about the reach of charities into our health services, our education services, our housing, our, you know, well-being generally, it's charities that are there when people need emergency assistance, and when they need to connect, when they need to find somebody else who is experiencing the same kind of issue as them. It's charities that stand by our environment, that stand by our kids, that stand by our elderly. So people understand that charities are doing their best not to make money, but for their community. And I think that's in stark contrast to the way we talk about our economy, as though all that matters is making money and making sure the big companies are more profitable. So it's no surprise that during an election campaign, a lot of politicians want to be seen standing next to charity leaders and want to visit charities, because it makes them look better if they're more engaged with their charities.
Now, what critical roles do charities and not-for-profits have within our communities?
Well, I can't think of a single area, from, you know, the local school and the parents and citizens clubs and all the health support groups, whether it's mental health or any kind of disease, there's going to be a charity that's supporting people, whether it's looking for housing or looking for work or trying to get support with a legal matter, whatever it is. There's going to be a charity there to help support people. We have a very strong charity sector in Australia that makes a huge difference in the lives of people every day. So it's not surprising that people see that as important and that they trust charities much more than they trust any other institution in our community, and certainly much more than they trust politicians or even courts and media outlets. They trust their charities a lot more because they're engaged with their charities and they can see that their charities are there to make a difference in their community.
What would you like the next government or the elected government next week to change things to benefit charities?
Well, I think what we want is better communities, stronger communities, more resilient communities, communities where people can flourish. And the people who are best equipped to know what's needed are actually the charity groups and the communities themselves. But often they're locked out of the decision-making about major policies in this country. So when we talk about employment, we'll often bring big business or even small business together, but we'll leave charities outside, even though they employ 11% of the workforce. We're not seen as an important industry group. We have huge barriers to our work in legislative and regulatory red tape. You know, if you put a donate here button on your website and you're a charity, you have to register separately as a fundraiser within every state and territory. We don't have harmonized laws for charities. There are a whole range of barriers to charities doing their work well. Some charities get tax deductibility and some don't, and often it makes no sense why that system is in place.
That was CEO of the Community Council for Australia, David Crosby.